Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. St Matthew's Church of Ireland is on the Shankill Road in Belfast. It was here that an English lay missionary called Rosamond Stephen taught at the Sunday School. Rosamond's aim was to reconcile Protestants and Catholics in Ireland. During the war, she visited people of both religions in the working class areas around St Matthew's. Dr Myrtle Hill is the author of Women in Ireland, A Century of Change.
Rosamond Stephen is an absolutely fascinating individual. Why we know so much about her is that she determined that she would keep a record of everything that was going on in her life. She decided that she would write memoirs in a locked book for the instruction of future ages. How wonderful.
I'm sure I could make up something that would present a real picture of life and manners at this queer, critical, changing crisis of Irish history.
What she seems to have paid most attention to in her writings were her visits to the back streets of Belfast, and that's fascinating.
200 recruits went from here this morning. One poor boy's heart failed him at the last moment, and he dashed into the public house to hide. I felt very sorry for him, especially when two vast policemen dashed in after him, and he had to walk between them into the station.
She talks about when she goes to see women during the course of the war, and there's some bits that really do touch you.
We had a suicide here last week. She was a very decent woman with a family. It had got on her mind about her sons being in the trenches. One morning, she went down early to get breakfast before her daughters went to work. They came down about 6 o'clock. There she lay dead in the kitchen, with her throat cut.
She paints a bit of a caricature, I think, of local people. And she's not always sympathetic.
21st of August, 1917. Poor Mrs. X is nearly mad over Johnny being dead. He was a horrid boy, if ever there was one.
So, you know, you don't get that kind of outpouring of compassion that we have learned to expect from the writings of those who are religious. It's quite different and very, very interesting.
The price of every blessed thing has gone up. Mrs. Brennan told me it's next to impossible to get hats from France, and quite impossible to get them from Italy. And to get good dyeing is impossible, because all dyes worth mentioning come from Germany. And now, do not come.
When the war was over, and it's interesting her talking about that too, but again she's giving the reactions of the people on the streets.
I sat down at the table and began some guild business. Suddenly, I heard a clack, 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 and it was St. Mary's solitary bell, not ringing as for service, but going anyhow as if a child were pulling the rope. And I took up my hat again and ran into the street, and all the people were at their doors. And I ran into the Crumlin Road, and there was a little group of men, and I said, "What is it? What is it?" And they said, "It's the peace." I went to Mrs. Rice, and she sat by the fire saying, "I am very glad. I'm very glad." And really, she did not care two straws, because her only was killed in action, and Joe is in a lunatic asylum with shell shock. She was very fond of those boys. I could hardly bear either of them. They were the sort you never saw sober.
And of course, after the war, when so many men were killed and injured, the numbers appearing with horrific wounds and so forth was even greater than before. She's writing in February 1918,
and talks about how she's been much interrupted in the writing of the letter because she's been directing some painting in the backyard being done by James Mackay. And she says about him, "It is so awfully sad
to see these discharged boys hanging about, unable to work. Wrecks in the full tide of youth." He has his right hand stiff and useless, and also a bullet in his liver, which they cannot get out. He's done the painting quite nicely. I'm going to try and get him an allotment. He's 27 or 28.
It's really a glimpse there of the ways in which the lives of these men were always tainted and spoiled by war.
St. Matthew's Church of Ireland in Belfast. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.